If you've been trying to sell or buy a house in the past 2 years, your head is probably spinning. Or, as our next guest says, good luck. The housing market has seen price crashes, crunches, buying sprees. And right now, with rising interest rates, it feels like a terrible time to sell or buy. Derek Thompson has been trying to get the big picture view of what's happening. He's a staff writer at The Atlantic, host of the podcast Plain English, and our friend. Derek, welcome as always.
Good to be here. Thank you.
And your headline is, the housing market has gone from bad to worse. Pretty straightforward there. But there used to be a simple narrative about this. We had a pandemic, then inflation caused by too many buyers and not enough products, then rising interest rates to tame the inflation. What do you say we should be looking at? Because you say we need to zoom out.
I think if you just look at the pandemic, followed by inflation, followed by interest rates, you have a pretty good idea of what the last two and a half years have been. But what I do in this piece, and what I think is more appropriate, is to look at the last 15 years of the U.S. housing market. I take the story all the way back to the global financial crisis. We obviously had this huge crash. Home prices didn't just fall for a few months in a row. They fell for six straight years. Between 2006, 2012, housing prices fell nationwide. And what happened is that the construction industry experienced a depression. They pulled back. The 2010s were the worst decade on record for home building per capita. Home building is a share of the population. The 2010s were the worst decade we have evidence for in American history. And that really set the stage for the crisis we're in right now. We did not build nearly enough houses in the 2010s. And that is really the prologue that people need to look at when they think about the crazy housing market of the last 2 years.
Right. And let's flesh that out a bit, although many of us who remember the bursting of the housing bubble in 2007 would rather forget it. But you had creepy lenders, my phrase, giving cheap credit and easy mortgages to people who just couldn't afford it, never should have gotten a lot of those loans. This is one factor. Then these lenders were selling those mortgages because what do they care, you know, as those bad mortgages made their way into the economy. And people's houses started to go underwater as they couldn't pay for them. And so suddenly if people leaving homes that they couldn't pay mortgages on. I mean, remind us, what was the impact on the market?
Well, you did a good job of setting it up. That's right. You had years of undisciplined lending. You had certain financial tools for pulling all of those mortgages into mortgage-backed securities. When they crashed, they brought down a good portion of the financial industry. And you saw this absolute catastrophe, not only in U.S. Markets, but also around the world. That created the global recession, the Great Recession, and it really killed the housing market for several years. And I think one thing that happened that we're still living with is that a lot of home builders, looking back at 2007, 2008, get really freaked out when we appear to be nearing a recession. They don't want to be caught in the same situation they were 15 years ago. And as a result, in 2020, in the first few months of the pandemic, remember how scared everyone was that we were going to have another global depression. Mm. And so you had home builders pull back again. That only exacerbated the supply problems that we have with housing. And one of the reasons why it's been so hard to buy a house for the last 2 years, one of the reasons why home prices went so berserk in 2020 and 2021, even as we were going through this pandemic, was that there simply weren't enough places to buy. Inventory fell to an all-time low. And if you want to understand this big picture, why did inventory fall to an all-time low? The answer really does go back to the global financial crisis.
Right. So what's the answer to the problem now? Is it just to tell home builders to build?
That's certainly part of it. Yeah, we definitely want home builders to catch up with demand. You've got tons of millennials. The millennial generation is the largest single generation in American history. And one of the reasons why the housing market has been so crazy for the last few years is that you have a record number of 30-somethings trying to buy a house. But what did I just tell you? The 2010s were the worst decade on record for building houses. So you have all these millennials chasing not enough homes, and that gives you the housing crisis that we have today. What we need is more years of home builders catching up to demand, growing supply, and that hopefully will, in the middle of the 2020s or the end of the 2020s, mean a more normal housing market. Unfortunately, nothing this decade has been normal. It's been one crazy thing after another. I don't know what the next shoe to drop is going to be, but hopefully, if we build enough homes the next few years, the housing market won't be as crazy toward the end of the decade as it was in the first few years of it.
Well, and we're talking about rentals too, right? It's just space for people to live in. But is there a way to incentivize that? I mean, you know, do we feel comfortable that all those lousy lenders, again, my phrase, are out of the picture and aren't giving mortgages to people who really shouldn't get them and can't afford them. Is that all set? Is there a policy that could in any way protect home builders? I mean, in the minute you have.
There's definitely still worries about the behavior of institutional investors. There's worries, for example, about e-buyers, about organizations, investors that are buying up lots of homes, taking them off market, and then renting them back to homeowners. That could potentially also be at play in terms of shrinking the number of houses that are available. I want to focus most importantly on the supply issue here. We have seen, with mortgage rates high, I don't think we're going to see another crisis like 2007, 2008, but we could definitely use a lot more houses built.
Okay. Derek Thompson, staff writer at The Atlantic, making a plea to home builders. Derek, thanks as always.
Thank you.